welcome to this class. Those of you that don't know me, I'm Pastor Phillips. One of the things that we need to understand as it relates to ministry is that it's one thing to start, but it's another thing to finish. And the thing about it is there's so many Christians. That's one of the reasons that Apostle is really pouring his heart out so that this generation that God is raising up can really get a hold of what's going on, so that they can really, we can really pass the baton. We can really carry this thing on further. Because a whole lot of folk, if you think about it, you know, with tradition and religion and that sort of thing, a whole lot of folk not submitted to nobody. And so they don't really have anybody who's pouring into them. So it's about being poured into and that sort of thing. So now we're going to start off in chapter 1, this prophetic generation. This prophetic generation. Now, there's a generation rising on the earth today that is causing a cloud of witnesses in heaven to rejoice. God is commanding and sending his angels and messengers to bring his royal assignment to these pursued ones. Now, you're going to see something in these last days. Now, the scripture talks about there's some things that God had hid for ages and generations, and he's revealing them to us now. So now, you know, I think about how, you know, there's been a progression of things that we've seen in the body of Christ. I remember when I first got saved, you know, you come to church, and, you know, if you say you were saved, we didn't use the terminology being saved, if you accepted Christ or whatever, you know, you had to sit on the mourner's bench, you had to see something. You understand what I'm saying? And so if you didn't see nothing, them old folk tell you to go back because you don't have nothing. But as we progress and as God began to reveal the knowledge to us and insight and revelation, and we realize that, you know, being born again is just making, is confessing with your mouth, believe with your heart, that sort of thing and stuff. So the thing that they were doing back then, they were going as far as they could understand at the time. So God is always unfolding himself. He's always revealing himself. So that is what God is doing now. Man, we've had a lot of things happening in the body of Christ, but if we really be honest about it, we really have been seeing the signs, the wonders and the miracles the way the Bible talks about. You know, we see little trickles of this, a little trickles of that, but we're not really seeing real manifestation, real, you know, folk blind eyes open, you know, deaf folk hearing, lame folk walking. And that is what we're supposed to be walking in as the people of God. Yes, heaven is supposed to be invading earth. Yes, and so that's what the apostolic is all about. And so God is bringing it right back around to exactly how he originally designed it, because the church got off.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I say the church got off. Yes, and so because of denominationalism, because of religion, because of the tradition of men, they got off and got to doing things like the apostle was saying earlier. A lot of times, while I'm teaching, you will hear me talk about what Apostle said. So if you get tired of it, you know, just go ahead and close your ears, because, you know, that's who teaches me.
Yes,
praise the Lord. And let me tell you this here. Let me tell you this here. Praise the Lord. If you have any doubt about it, don't doubt. I am a true son of the Apostle.
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. I just want to make sure y'all understand that. Praise God.
Yes, sir.
So now with this generation, though, and I want to show you, because Jonathan David talks about some things here about this prophetic generation. Or this, he says that the prophetic fulfillment of many of God's promises will earth itself in this generation. God will rise upon them and manifest his awesome power to reveal himself to the earth. And all activities surrounding, you know, the life of Christ were aligned with the prophetic purposes of God. So God, everything that God does it because he has a purpose for it.
Yes, right.
Are you with me? So that's what we have to got to be aligned with. The apostle said something earlier. Today we had an impartation session, and he was talking about how a lot of folk, you know, really settling for one thing when God is really trying to get us to walk in purpose. And so that's why you got so many folk mimicking this one and that one and that sort of thing, and not really receiving that which God has. Now watch this. So when you know, Jesus, he was aligned with prophetic purposes, the purpose of God. So it happened in his life so that the scriptures could be concerning him, could be fulfilled. Now, God is now preparing a generation that will walk the talk and walk into the fulfillment of what was spoken by God concerning them. A whole lot of us, we've got prophecies that's hanging over our head that God has already spoken concerning us. And see, we won't ever walk in the fullness of what God has ordained. Now watch this, y'all. We have to first of all die to our own agenda.
Yes, sir.
And this is one of the things that's hard for people to do, because everybody, you know, anybody crazy, come on, we might as well tell the truth about it. They got all kind of things now. You know, they got some kind of thing coming out, you know, where they're gonna have contests with the preacher. Now you call yourself a preacher. Yeah, all kind of stuff, even with, you know, I know y'all like it, but the thing about it is, it's competition. What that thing is, son is best.
Come on, sir.
The body of Christ, they want to be superstars. Man, the purposes of God, they're not thinking about, what is it that God has for my life? That's the thing that we have to have somebody that God has placed in our life that's going to point to us. I was looking for him. I don't see him. I was asking a brother earlier. He told me, you know, he had a ministry. I said, did the apostle send you out? Uh-oh. I mean, I just want to know. You know what I'm saying? Because if he didn't send you out, if the apostle didn't send you out, then it's not going to be successful.
Dr. Phillips.
Come on now. Praise God. Now see, but this folk don't want to hear this. They don't want to hear it. They want to hear that, you know, your gift is the thing that's going to, you know, that's going to establish your going. No, it's not. No, it's not. You need somebody in your life that you allow to eject the slack out of you. Tell you to sit down and go back in the corner somewhere. You understand what I'm saying? And then you just, yes, sir, and you just go ahead on. It's not that you're some kind of whip or something, but you are submitted. The apostle just finished talking about how Jesus, the secret to his ministry was his submission.
Yes, sir.
To the Father. Are you with me? So if Jesus was the pattern son, then we have to, see, watch this. We don't have to recreate the wheel.
Come on.
Now, I know any one of y'all ladies that know how to sew, you know you got to have a pattern. You have a pattern. You know, some of y'all think y'all good enough, y'all don't need a pattern, but you know you really need to have a pattern. Because if it's going to come out right, you know, you got to go by the pattern.
Yes, sir.
So if we don't have the pattern, then guess what? Amen. Our lives are not going to come out right. If we don't have the pattern right, if the pattern is wrong, our life will come out wrong. So we have to. So Jesus was the pattern. So his submission, him being submissive the way he was. You understand? So now, God is now preparing a generation that's gonna walk the talk.
Yes, sir.
It's gonna walk right into the fulfillment. Now, whatever that is written about them becomes the foundational base for the character formation and development of these breakthrough believers. It's one of the things. Now, we follow the apostle close, and one thing: if you're a follow apostle, you better have some character. You're not gonna be no rascal and be around the apostle. You understand? Because you know why? Because God gonna reveal it to him one thing, and then he gonna jack you up. That's another thing. And if you're not ready for that, then guess what? Especially if your mind is on playing games. So this is, man, we're in a whole new era. We're in a whole new era where God is really trying to take the church into a place where, amen. I mean, the world is going. See, right now, the world don't even respect the church. You understand what I'm saying? They don't respect the church. You know, people make fun of the church and stuff, you know. The church go around, you know. Man, it gets me so upset. I see the churches on the corner. They got baskets, and they want donations. You understand what I'm saying? You know, I roll the window down. They think they got money. I just tell them for to come on down to Darrow and learn some principles about giving and receiving. All right, all right, all right. Praise God. Now, God has called the fulfillment of his word to participate upon the